Our guest at the cafe this morning is Steve Kelly, superintendent at Cooper Lake State Park, the Doctors Creek, and the South Sulphur Unit. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, see, you all have started your educational programs again. It's been more than a year since you've been able to do that.
We're real excited about that. We have two seasonal educators on board, and we're able to produce multiple varied educational programs about nature here in Northeast Texas. During July, for example, it's going to be about 23 programs, anywhere from bats to stargazing to guided hikes. So pretty much anything involved in the outdoors, we're going to have a cool program for you and your family at Cooper Lake State Park, either the Doctors Creek unit or the South Sulphur unit.
Of course, Doctors Creek is closer to Cooper, and South Sulphur closer to Sulphur Springs and Commerce. And as a matter of fact, you have a photographer's hike this Saturday at 8:30 in the morning at Doctors Creek.
8:30 in the morning, and during the summer, we're trying to get out a little bit earlier because of the heat. And we're going to talk to the participants about how to take these fabulous photos with their phones. I pretty much take all the photos that we post on Facebook with my iPhone. So there's a few little tricks that we'll teach you. But it's going to be a fun hike. You're going to get to see wildlife, the flora and fauna. Come out and enjoy just a wonderful hike and get a little bit of exercise in the great outdoors.
Are you going to teach that?
No, I'm not going to teach that one.
Because you're a pretty darn good photographer.
Well, I do appreciate that, but no, that's going to be one of our seasonal interpreters. But thank you.
And as a matter of fact, and another one I'm going to ask you about, and you told me you didn't take that one, but you all on your Facebook page right now, you have a terrific night sky photograph of the Big Dipper, and it's amazing the resolution.
Well, we have been working for months and months to improve the night skies at Cooper Lake, and we have replaced all of the parking lot lights with low temperature shielded lighting. So now you can actually, on a moonless night, you can actually see the Milky Way at Cooper Lake State Park. And it's just a little dark spot within Northeast Texas that you can experience the wonders of the heavens.
Mm-hmm. So you've been very deliberate about that.
Yes. We spent money and ranger hours to convert all the outdoor lighting at both the Doctors Creek unit and the South Sulphur unit. And I believe it's paying dividends now.
Yeah, well, that's a remarkable photograph, because it's just I don't think I could normally get that kind of resolution just pointing a cell phone camera.
Well, I'll tell you now, with the newer iPhones, they have a night dark mode, and you can actually get some wonderful shots with just the plain iPhone.
Wow. We're talking with Steve Kelly, superintendent at Cooper Lake State Park. So new white sand beaches at the swimming locations.
It's just amazing. The visitors, when they come out, they just can't believe it. I had the opportunity to go to Florida this year, white sands there. Yeah. But now we have white sands here, Northeast Texas, just like you would find in Florida. You can build your sand castles, put up your umbrellas, enjoy the day, let your kids swim in Cooper Lake, and it's great. The Doctors Creek unit, the beach is completely white. It's fantastic. I sent out a press release earlier in the month, and that's the photo that's represented. And the Doctors Creek unit, we've actually put a lot of sand on that beach. We're going to add more sand.
You mean South Sulphur?
South Sulphur. Yeah. At South Sulphur, we're going to add more sand to the South Sulphur unit. And also, we've added sand, white sand, to both volleyball courts. So now we have a white sand beach volleyball court at both South Sulphur and Doctors Creek. So it's great.
And you said you got the white sand from
near Commerce, believe it or not. We were so excited that this quality of sand was found nearby, and it was at a regular price, and we jumped on it, and as a result, our visitors get to experience a wonderful beach setting.
Think you can maintain that over a period of time?
Well, we will maintain it to some degree. what'll happen is every time it floods, we may lose some sand, but we're going to have it built into our budget that we replace the sand ongoing. Yes.
Yeah, I see. Well, very good. Well, some other things, and we're almost out of time here. I saw a great photo again, just so many great pictures on the Facebook page. Apparently, it was a family get together and just a remarkable number of fish these people caught.
That was a crazy good photo that that I took last Saturday. Yeah. I was nearing the end of my shift, a little bit tired, but when I walked up on this family, they were full of energy. It gave me energy, and when I saw the tremendous catch of the white bass, it was exciting. So I asked them if I could take a picture, and they graciously agreed. And
sure,
and the rest is history. You saw it on Facebook.
And I'd say maybe 100 or more fish.
It was a lot of fish. I can assure you that they were within their legal limits.
Right.
Okay.
And it's not a table that there was.
That's a fish cleaning station.
Okay, good.
Now, we have fish cleaning stations at both the South Sulphur Unit and the Doctor's Creek, which makes it much easier for the fishermen to clean their fish at the park, and then we dispose of the waste. And then they get to take the fillets home.
Yeah.
So it's great. built for the fishermen.
Well, wow! If you're a fisherman, you will appreciate that photograph. It's just fantastic.
It was amazing.
It must have been a great day for those folks. Steve, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Oh, great to be with you.
All right, Steve Killian, superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.